welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Capital City Cavaliers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley. I'm sitting here with Kyle McArabio of the News Tribune, and before Kyle and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of his conversation with Cavaliers head coach Joe Collier.
Congratulations on getting to the 3-0 start. You've had a chance to look back. What would you say was the key to getting the win last week?
For the past three games, the theme is, you know, we're going to be more aggressive than the other team. And I think that's where we start with, and I think that keeps us going. This week in particular, we kind of got a lead at half, so that was different. But I think the main thing is just being aggressive, just coming off the bus and just trying to be more aggressive than the other team has been the key component for us.
Have there been any kind of major fixes you're looking at, anything you're really focusing on improving this week?
We continue. When you're a beer team, you don't want to put the ball on the ground, at all. So we're just trying to really strive towards that perfect game of getting good snaps, getting clean reads, not putting the ball on the ground at all. So when we start doing that, and from all the beer teams I've heard and listened to and getting advice from, you know, about game four, that should be pretty good. You should be polished up. So I'm looking forward to that perfect game.
And then looking ahead to Rockbridge this week, what do you think will be the key to you guys getting off to a 4-0 start?
We're gonna have to shore up that, you know, getting off the bus, being more aggressive than they are to start it off, and then just shore up our coverage. Our coverage is, you know, it's taking a toll on us a little bit. And one of the things that we're emphasis on is just that coverage, just cleaning up coverage, making sure guys are in the right spot and knowing how to play the ball in the air when we get there.
All right, that was Cavaliers head coach Joe Collier, and I don't think anybody had this on their scoreboard or on their bingo card. Cavaliers 3-0 at this point in the season, pretty big surprise.
Yeah, they've been off to a pretty incredible start. Obviously, by far the best in school history in
yep.
year three. You know, going from one win each of the first two to winning your first three games
right.
in year three. That's pretty impressive, and I think they're all hoping they can just keep it going.
Yeah, exactly. They were able to keep it going by, you know, it was kind of a little bit of a dogfight. You know, we thought it might be a little bit easier with Hickman really struggling to score, but, you know, 35-26, you at least scored enough to take care of it, and you know, you probably gave up a few more than we'd have liked to against a Hickman team that was struggling on offense, but end of the day, you'll take a win any way you can get it.
And that score probably looks a little closer than the game felt. Hickman scored a couple times late.
Okay.
When, you know, Capital City's defense struggled in the fourth quarter, and
okay.
I think that was a big part of it, but they had the game pretty well in hand for most of the day.
Yeah. So I guess the big thing is, you know, now we got to try to make it 4-0. And, the competition gets a little bit tougher this week. It's, you know, you're at Rockbridge, 7 o'clock today. It's a Rockbridge team that lost its opener and then has come back to win two straight. So they're 2-1. I don't think the 2-1 was maybe necessarily surprising. You know, when you talk about the first one, Smith Cotton, that was pretty easy. And then they handled Jeff City pretty well last week. So, you know, they're probably where they thought they should be, and we're starting to wonder if maybe that, you know, 34-17 loss, you know, at Park Hill South is maybe a blip on the radar, you know. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what that means, but it is definitely two teams heading in the right direction at this point, so it's going to see, you know, who wins.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
And this will probably be, you know, the toughest test Capital City's had this year if you put all three of the wins together. Those three teams have combined for two wins.
Right.
And they're both from Warrensburg. Warrensburg is also 2-1, and that could have been another game where it's, you know, week one, maybe you're not exactly how you're going to end up looking, right?
Right.
So, yeah, it'll be a tough test this week. I think Capital City's really figuring itself out, especially on offense, and it seems like Coach Collier's focused on this week being the week where you know, you've been implementing a new offense. It's week four now. You should probably have it pretty well in control.
Right. And I got to think that that offense is going to be real key, not only from the standpoint of, yes, you're going to have to score probably to beat a you know, Rockbridge team that scored 49 and 48 in its last two games, but also, how do you slow an offense down sometimes? Well, you keep the ball away from them. So I got to imagine that just being able to be proficient on offense to, one, score points, and, two, keep the ball away from Rockbridge could be a big thing tonight.
Yeah, and Rockbridge, you know, kind of struggled on defending the run against Jefferson City last week, which, out of a wing tee, you know, that's going to be most of their offense. Capital City running the veer, that's by far most of their offense.
Sure.
So, you know, maybe the Cavaliers will be able to exploit a little bit of a weakness that Rockbridge has had the last couple of weeks. And, you know, Capital City's averaging about 288 yards on the ground this year per game. So
right.
That's obviously, you know, where you're looking for the most out of your offense.
Yes. So if you can do that and you can sustain drives and you can kind of play keep away a little bit, once you give the ball back to Rockbridge, what do you have to worry about?
They're going to be the pass-happiest team that Capital City's faced so far this year.
Okay.
Rockbridge scored four touchdowns of more than 25 yards against Jefferson City last week, and that's been a big issue for Capital City on defense. You know, the Capital City defense this year has allowed five touchdowns of at least 20 yards, and four of those were more than 40.
Okay.
So, you know, the big play's been a big issue, and I think Rockbridge especially going to the air a lot more than the first couple of teams that Capital City's faced might, you know, be able to find a couple holes in the Capital City defense.
Sure. You know, it's one of those things where, obviously, we are to the point in the season where every game is going to be important from here on out. And if you're Capital City, you want to keep things going as long as possible. But I do feel like this is kind of, you know, you don't want to say it's a springboard game, because I think they've all been springboard games to a certain point at this, you know, at this point. But this might be another one where if you can sneak out a win this week and be 4-0 going into the Jeff City game next week, that's going to be huge, because there's going to be so much that goes into that game, and there's going to be so many kind of subplots and substories and everything that's going to kind of make that one much more complicated. This is one of those where if you can get this game and you can maybe steal one from Rockbridge in a year, maybe where at the beginning of the year we didn't think maybe they'd be able to steal one from Rockbridge, then this is kind of, this game all of a sudden gets a lot more important than we maybe thought it was going to be a couple weeks ago. Because, you know, at that point we weren't sure where would each of these teams be at that point, who's rolling, who's not, who's maybe struggling. This all of a sudden, I think, becomes even more important. So how important is just the focus this week for the Cavaliers in terms of just recognizing what's in front of them and just focusing on the task at hand?
You know, Coach Collier, every week I've been asking him something to the effect of, you know, what do you guys need to do specifically to beat this team?
Right.
Right. And every week he kind of gives me the same answer of like, well, we're not really focused about that team. We're focused on what can we do to be the most successful version of ourselves.
Sure.
So I don't think they're, you know, changing anything. They're not adding anything to try to beat Rockbridge. It's just, you know, the same way they've been going about the first couple weeks. We want to come out and just be tougher.
Right.
And if they can do that, they stand a chance. But like you said, you know, those first three wins, those are all big, considering where Capital City's program was.
Yeah.
But, you know, as you look at it now, Battle, not as good of a team as you might have thought coming in. Hickman's 0-3 after last week. You know, this would be a CMAC win where you say, oh, maybe Capital City is actually pretty good.
Yeah, and turn a corner, you know, yeah. And that's the thing. So that's I think the biggest thing is okay, now we got to focus. Now we got to do this. This is going to be important. So I think it is just one of those things where you go, gosh, if they could somehow get this, I think each week we've kind of been a little bit surprised. And we were like, ooh, look at that. Week one win. Good for them. So week two, they're 2-0. After three, we're like, wow, 3-0. Didn't see that coming. 4-0 would definitely be surprising. It's not out of the realm of possibility. And obviously, they've got things working. So what to you, as someone who's watched them each of those 3 weeks, what's it been like, and have you seen, is it, and some teams you can look at them and go, hey, they're the same team they were week one, they're just at the same point. Have you seen a gradual growth between it, you know, from week to week to week with this team?
Offensively, there's definitely been a development.
Okay.
You could tell week one, especially when you're starting in a new offense,
sure. Right,
there's going to be growth as you move through it. Week one, it was a lot of just, yeah, we give it on the first read, with the Veer being a triple option. It's just like, look, we hand it off, it goes up the middle, and whatever you get, you get.
Right.
Week two, they started to incorporate a couple more of those pitches, you know, the technically the third read, and you start getting outside a little bit more.
Sure.
Last week, you saw Hayden Carroll kind of keep the ball a couple more times, not just on, you know, he kept it a few times the first couple weeks. He scored a couple touchdowns on the ground, but it's been when you need a yard or two, he'll keep it and just run up the middle.
Yeah.
Last week, there was a bit more of him getting to the outside and trying to keep it that way. So there's been the growing comfortability, I guess, and understanding what each read means,
okay,
and where you're actually looking for it. And I expect that to continue this week.
Okay. So then I guess the thing that you didn't talk about there is, how have we seen growth on the defensive side of the ball? Because I guess that's where, you know, we kind of felt like first year kind of offense, you know, that sort of thing, you're going to see strides. You're going to see noticeable strides in some instances. How do you feel like the defense has kind of, you know, gone from week one to two to three now?
Week one, they were able to come up with a couple of takeaways. Battle week two really got some of those big plays that can kind of worry you. But for the most part, the defense looked solid. It was
sure.
Just, you know, you make one mistake and a guy's gone for
right.
80 yards.
Right.
Last week, you know, the first three quarters looked pretty good. And
yeah.
Then, yeah, you have the fourth where you kind of fall apart a little
yeah.
bit. And really just for two drives. But, yeah, you know, I think there's definitely been development. There's going to need to be more to keep Rockbridge down than there has been with these first three matchups.
Okay. Well, I guess that just naturally segues into the prediction point of the podcast then. And who do you see coming out on top tonight?
You know, I think this will be the week that the first Cavalier winning streak comes to an end.
Okay.
3-0 is an incredible start. I don't think they're quite up to Rockbridge's level yet.
Right.
They, you know, who knows, by the end of the year they might be.
Yeah.
But I would say a more competitive game, you know, Rockbridge maybe 38-35.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Kyle McAravey, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Kyle McAravey on Twitter at Kyle_McAravey, McAravey. Thanks for listening.